Welcome today to an interview series with outstanding professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting our regular chat sessions with Kelly Gottlieb, Professor Emeritus at the University of Toronto. Kelly is one of the most significant contributors to computing education, the profession, and industry worldwide. Today, we are talking about the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. Thank you, Kelly, for coming in today to share your thoughts with our audience.
Thank you, Steve.
So, I know you've been involved with the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair for some time, or ICEF, as I call it. What is the purpose of the ICEF Fair?
Well, the purpose is pretty obvious. It's to promote interest in information computers and information technology. In fact, all science, I would say. That's not quite true. All science. Among young high school students and those who show aptitude for it, those who show interest for it. And in that, actually, it's doing a very good job.
Well, it seems kind of a remarkable event. So, like, who attends?
Well, the contestants are winners at local science fairs in their own community, in their own cities. And they come from all over the world, as the name International suggests. And the winners of those local fairs are invited to make presentations and compete at an international fair, which is held at a U.S., different U.S. city from time to time. I've forgotten how many countries were represented last year, but it's well over 50. And the fair contains, you know, thousands of wonderful, bright, enthusiastic students, who have remarkable talents, and so it's a very energetic affair.
So I guess there's these students from grades 9 to 12 from around the world, and as you mentioned, from over 40 to 50 countries, and, you know, well over 1,000 of them coming in, and all of them showing some kind of innovation.
And energy.
And energy.
They have these enormous energy in these young people.
So I guess last year was held in, or I should say this year was held in Reno, and I think next year, I believe it's held in San Jose.
Oh yes, as I say, it's in a different city each year, and as far as I know, it's always in the U.S. city. But it really is an international event.
I think it's remarkable too that Intel is willing to provide sponsorship even for the foreseeable future.
Well, it is. However, it's for all scientists. There are various. The students choose which science they want to be entered into, chemistry, physics, engineering, information science, and so on. So they decide what area they want to compete in. And various scientific organizations present prizes for those sciences, but then their Intel presents an overall prize, which is quite valuable. Usually a scholarship to MIT or cash prizes of significant amounts.
So, you know, this ICEF event, this International Science and Engineering Fair, is about a week long. Can you sort of describe the general schedule?
As you say, it's about a week, and in the first few days, there are the judges for the section, various sections, which are chosen by the scientific societies who are supporting the fair, look at the submissions from the contestants. Usually they spend a day or so looking at them by themselves, first of all, and then maybe a day later or so, they speak with the young people who are given the chance to talk about, meet with the judges of the local the local the sciences, the specialist scientists. Then there are international, there are judges, overall judges, which are chosen by this committee running the fair, and they make awards, over the large overall awards, which in their presentations towards the end, the last day or two of the week of those overall awards.
I see. So basically it's a sort of a week-long event, and the students probably have 1 or 2 days to set up, and then the special awards judges get involved and providing the special awards, whether it's for the chemistry section, for the computing side, the different societies involved.
Right.
And then you have these grand award judges who look at who are the overall winners, and then there's award ceremonies near the end of the week for the special awards and then also for the grand awards.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And the thing is, I got involved in this because ACM, the Association for Computing Machinery, it supports the Computer Science Award, as incidentally does also the IEEE Computer Section. As chairman of the ACM Award Committee, I select the judges for the ISFE Award Committee. But on two occasions, I myself have acted as a judge for the ISAF, and it was just a great exhilarating experience because you meet these young people, you know, kids in their 14, 15, 16, who are so great, wonderfully knowledgeable about the work that they've done, and They usually have kind of posters describing things. They always have that, but the work is very often of publication quality. I mean, you know, they're only high school kids, but very often you see real research that would be undoubtedly meet the criteria for being accepted into a paper.
I see, and I mean, I guess the ACM, the Association for Computing Machinery, has been involved with the ISEF fair for some time.
Yes, the first time I did it was over 10 years ago, and we've been involved every year, and ACM has cash awards, but incidentally, for the information and computer science section, is practically one of the biggest, I think maybe the biggest in Intel, because many students choose to enter into that specialist, even though sometimes somebody may be doing a project that is really a project in biology that uses computers or generates computer data, and maybe would be best considered in biology or chemistry, but of course, if the student chooses because it uses computer to be entered into the computer section, then that's what happens. But the students are extremely enthusiastic, always knowledgeable, and as a judge, you come away, you know, if you had any doubts about difficulty to faith in young people, they certainly are removed when you attend that fair.
Well, Kelly, I can hear your passion in your voice when you talk about it, you know, and just the excitement from these young people and the innovation that they're displaying. Are there some memorable moments that you can share from past ISEFs that you were involved with?
Several times, now this didn't happen when I was there, but several times the computer entry, which was won in that entry and judged by the ACM judges, have been the overall entry. And then, of course, in that time they get quite a high profile. So that's happened two or three times, and I would say that those are certainly special events. It didn't happen the 2 times I judged the affair, but the quality of the winners of the computer thing, they're always good. As I say, sometimes you get entries which are, let's say, biology with a great deal of computer data generated. So it might be better in biology, but still, you know, they're the reason for it to be in computer, and that's the way the young people want it. Of course, we do look at it that way.
So, you know, why should schools get involved with promoting the International Science and Engineering Fair, you know, really get out and sort of drive passion amongst their student bodies to get involved?
Well, there's a very good reason. When we had the kind of difficulty with the dot-com companies a couple of years ago, the enrollment in computer courses and engineering courses took a considerable dip. Since then, and especially now during the recession, the job market for computer and information and communication people is very good, actually, and the pay is good and the salary. So the job opportunities are very, very good, and everyone who has looked at the field says there's going to be even more shortage of good people and to fill these jobs in the future. And another reason is that in particular young women seem to be reluctant to enter into computer and information courses. I don't know, maybe they are worried of being tarred as geeks or computers. I know when my wife when it was in high school, they conducted an IQ test for the whole high school. My wife got the highest score. When she told her mother said, "Don't tell anybody, you know, you might have difficulty getting married." So maybe that being labeled a computer geek is considered not good for your social life. But so all kinds of organizations are setting up programs to try and make a computer career more attractive to young women. But generally, the outlook for the pool of trained people in computer and information technology in the future in the United States and Canada, certainly, in both countries, looks a bit dangerously low. So using the science fair to promote interest among students is really a good thing.
Well, definitely then it's very good for schools, and I guess it'd be very good for students as well.
It is, and actually my daughter-in-law teaches, she has been a guidance teacher in a big local school here, and she invited me a year ago to talk to the computer students at that school, and I talked to two grades, giving a talk called Computer Science, What Is It, Should I Go There? And they were very successful talks. The student clustered around me after and asked all kinds of questions, like, you know, if I'm going to get a computer, should it be a Mac or a PC, and quite knowledgeable, again, many of them. So promoting knowledge and interest and making them aware of the good job opportunities, I think, is a good thing for them and a good thing for Canada.
And the world as well.
Exactly.
So I'm going to turn this around now, like I do in most interviews, and that is with you. And if you were the interviewer, what kind of questions would you ask, and then what would be the answers?
About ISEF?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I guess I would ask how do you make contact with the high school teachers and make sure that that teachers generally are aware of the science fairs that are in their community, so that the student can prepare projects for their local things, and then maybe if they win there, be supported for the ISF. So what mechanisms are there for making sure that teachers to start with and consequently students are aware of the opportunities that come for ISEF?
So I guess this is a big part of it. I mean, the fact that you are an early participant with ISEF and with the Association for Computing Machinery, which is the world's largest educational and scientific computing society, and you've been a judge several times as well.
And willing incidentally to make contact with your local high schools and tell them about the opportunity in computing and about the science fair. So maybe taking the initiative with your local high school and indicating that you would be available to give a session in local high school. As I say, I found that a very good experience. The students clustered around me and gave me little gifts and insisted on signing things for me and giving me their names. And it makes for a great day, I can tell you.
Well, you know, Kelly, you got me involved. So.
Yes, I did, Stephen. To be a member of the ACM committee, you had to be on the ACM ISF award committee. You had to be a member of ACM, and when I talked to you and various things, including ISF, you joined ACM. That made it possible for me, and I thought ISAF would be one thing you could be one of many things that you are already enthusiastic about, but I was pretty sure this would fit into your repertoire.
Well, I can tell you this, Kelly, it was probably one of the most memorable events of my entire life, and I would say to the audience, get involved with the ACM, and get involved with students and with schools, and drive passion for the youth and women in IT. It was just an amazing experience.
It is. It's a great lesson. Of course, you know, if you're lucky, as I am, you have children and grandchildren, but you have 2, 3, 4 of those. Be surrounded by over 1,000 bright young people from all over the world with so much energy and enthusiasm. You come away with the feeling, well, maybe the human race isn't doomed after all.
And truly enriching, that's for sure. Well, I have to thank you, Kelly, for, you know, driving and being the catalyst for my involvement.
Well, good.
Kelly, do you have any other closing comments?
No, just keep trying to do what I can, that's all.
Well, Kelly, it's been a real pleasure doing this interview with you today, and I thank you for coming in.
Well, it's always pleasant to make contact with you, Steve, and I look forward, as I say, to keeping up as long as I'm able. Thank you.
I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and this concludes our exclusive interview with Kelly Gottlieb, the internationally renowned pioneer in computing. And Kelly talked about his work with the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair.